Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Dr. Tom here, and you're listening to The Positivity Effect, episode number 53, My Heart Breathes. I hope your week is awesome. Exciting announcement, guys. The Positivity Effect will be launching a store on May 1st with some awesome t-shirts and other fun products that will be added along the way to keep you feeling energized and positive. So stay tuned. So let's jump in. Today, we're joined again by Caitlin Hayes, the founder of SpiritualizeYourself.com. She's also a New York attorney by trade, and it was just a pleasure speaking with her yesterday. She has such a spiritual presence about her, and I just felt calmer speaking with her. Today, we dive into more practical tips on how we can get more in touch with our spiritual self and stop hurting ourselves emotionally. We talk about the power of poetry and also her upcoming poetry book, My Heart Breathes. You can listen to her radio show at blogtalkradio.com/spiritualizeyourself. And I encourage you to head over to myheartbreathes.com to get more information about her upcoming poetry book. As a single mother to five beautiful children and a busy attorney, Caitlin knows that the only way to be present for all of life's precious moments is that she has to be highly aware of her spiritual self. So I am honored to bring her back on. Guys, let's shake it out. Let's get pumped up. And help me welcome her back to the Positivity Effect. Hey, Caitlin, what's up? Welcome back. Day two.
Thank you, Dr. Tom. Great to be here again.
Absolutely. And again, I always have to say thank you to you because I do not have any children. And, you know, the fact that you're here with me, you're giving me some of your very precious time to share your story and your message. And especially when, you know, it's time spent with your children. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yesterday, you know, we dove in, you shared some real personal stories, and we did some more, like I said, that metaphor yesterday, I said that just some more of the broad strokes of how we can really spiritualize ourselves. Let's talk today about what are some real actionable things people can start doing right away to make some shifts in their life if they just feel stuck.
Okay. I love this. Okay. So let's use an example that your mind is racing about what somebody did to you, because, you know, it always happens, and it's a very wonderful opportunity to shed another layer, as we were discussing yesterday, of your own mental kind of dysfunction. So let's say, you know, somebody brought a different type of food for your event that you didn't ask for, or somebody gave you a gift that, you know, is kind of ironic and maybe a little insulting. Thing. So whatever it may be to your experience, maybe someone took your parking spot or whatever, some little thing that somehow has given your mind cause to assault you. And I use it in that way because that's literally is what I conceive it to be.
Yeah, it's like your thoughts get hijacked.
Exactly, exactly. And so at first blush, when that happens to you, and if you're in that state of that occurring right now, you have to first... You have to take some breaths, and you have to use your breath as actually a clarity, kind of an energy clarity around you. So you can just actually blow out, if you can blow out the thoughts for a little while to get some space between it. Depends on how hijacked your mind is, using your term. Depends on how, you know, mentally stuck you are with it. But a shift that really is very helpful is if you look at the person that you perceive to have offended you, and you start to look at them from their own kind of circumstantial experience, and you try to kind of send a little goodwill towards their way, or you try to go a little bit beyond the action that you see to try to see them in a better light, and you just switch your perspective a little bit about what you'd experience and kind of send out a little of compassion for your perceived perpetrator, that's very powerful to do that.
And I think, right, the more, like, you know, at first it's going to be really, it'll be harder because your mind is just going to want to be in that reactive mode. But it sounds like that the more you do this, it's just going to become natural. and you're not, your brain is going to go towards the compassionate route instead of the route of being reactive and being angry.
You know, I don't even know that. Yes, absolutely, because you're creating new habits, but the result here is always when I go back to this point, because if you want your life to be better, then you have to do this work. Because if you don't do this work, you're going to keep attracting those situations into your life and still living in mental health. So again, back to the pragmatism. Yes, let's levitate and let's go all in. I'm there. But the reality is that if you don't clean up your mind, you're going to keep attracting the garbage into your life to have more things to BITCH about, right?
And it's like, yeah, like the traffic, like if you've cleaned your mind up already, it sounds like you're not even going to see the traffic. It's not even going to get to the point where you're going to have to be reactive.
Right. You just accept it. You just live in a state of acceptance. So what? Someone took your parking space. That's okay. And if you really go deeper into it, you realize there was another reason for it. If you stay in that space too, of kind of the opportunity for miracles and, you know, coincidences that are really kind of divinely placed, you can kind of walk around your day that way, which I always find to be very, very interesting as another tactic of if something happens that you're not so thrilled about, you have to, sometimes you can just think that saved you from a more, you know, terrible consequence, or that kind of created a situation for something better to happen, or serendipities at play, and to surrender to that reality as opposed to create the angst against it, because that's actually insane. So as much as everyone uses the word crazy all the time, you want to know what's really crazy? Something happening and you're not accepting that it's happening while it's actually happening.
That's crazy, yeah.
That's absolutely literally insane.
Like thinking about like getting your thoughts hijacked, like how productive really is it for you guys? If you're in your mind, you start your day and you're planning to have a wonderful day and maybe you're going to spend an afternoon with somebody, and then you get on the road and you let somebody, you know, if we're continuing with this, just the car analogy, you know, you get on the road and somebody that you don't even know, who's probably also struggling with something in their life, which most likely they are at the moment, they're stressed out, whatever the case may be. For those few seconds, you let them take your joy that you were looking to now spread. You were going to give that joy to somebody else that you know close, that you were going to go spend an afternoon with somebody. And you know, how productive is that, guys? You know, we always talk about this on the show. Be that lighthouse for other people. You know, be that person that you can, you know, when you're in that space, that state of compassion and that state of giving, you can be that person that helps everybody else get lifted up. And when you start to do that, so many good things will come into your life.
Absolutely. And if I can get a little real right now regarding what you just said, do you know that I believe that if you wake up and you want to give joy to somebody else and something comes into your experience that diminishes that aptitude, that's because inside of yourself, you're not allowing yourself to give that person the joy that you intended, because something inside of you is withholding that. And that's just manifested in this kind of altercation.
Wow. Yeah, that's wow. That's powerful. Man, yeah, that's really powerful.
It's true. And, you know, I often do that in my mind with myself, is that when something is happening and I get a little setback, I know, because I live in a state of accountability, and I'm happy to live in a state of accountability, because I know that there's always something else I can do. And there's always another way that I can improve my life, because I'm able to change it.
Right, right. And yeah, you're always able to make a shift and be that person that can, you know, for everyone else. It's when you're in that state of giving, you know, it's just life just kind of seems to flow. It you know, if we're talking about the spiritual side, you know, when you can get to that point where you can help other people, and more than, you know, obviously first you have to be you have to help yourself. You have to be selfish and take care of yourself. Like, you know, that analogy of putting the mask on the airplane first, the oxygen mask. But once you get clear of all the muck in your mind, then you can be that lighthouse for somebody else.
Absolutely. And I don't even think that you have to help yourself first. I think you have to stop hurting yourself first. I mean, that's the real truth, is that you have to stop hurting yourself and hurting other people. It's just the cessation of pain. And I think that's enlightenment. You know, peace, irrespective of external conditions, is a definition, as I understand it, of enlightenment. And it's the end of suffering of self and of others. So, you know, in an active state, yes, actively we can be kind and we can rake somebody's leaf and we can help someone cross the street. Absolutely, go for it. But the reality of really hearkening a higher dimensional reality in this planet is literally stopping the pain. So stopping the incessant thinking of ourselves in a bad form, or the overthinking in a way of, you know, grandiosement that's, you know, kind of hubris, and just stopping the mental activity outside of the actual function of living.
So, you know, we spoke about that, just that one tactic you shared, you know, before, about how you can kind of envision just pushing good feelings onto somebody else. And now when we just say to somebody, just stop, you know, thinking a certain way, that could be very difficult. So what are, you know, we're going to talk about poetry and how powerful that is for you, but what's another way that somebody, when they are having, when they're beating themselves up inside, another way that they can stop, you know, to stop doing that, basically?
Coloring, hobbies, knitting, sports, activity.
See, guys, it's all things that we all, it's the only, it's like, it's all right in front of us. It's just
whatever it is to stop your mind. Because again, then you go back to it. You take the 15 minutes and you do something and you stop your mind and you shift gears like a child. You redirect your mind and then you go back 15 minutes later. Yeah, journal. Yes, do this. Yes, do that. But you're ultimately, what your ultimate job is to do is to heal yourself from these limiting belief systems and this idea of pain and victimhood. So again, it's going back to your parents that you have to forgive them because they did something wrong to you, or your brother did, or whoever did, or whatever it may be. You have to create yourself to be whole again. And when you're whole again, then you can be a beacon of light for other people. But otherwise, you're just playing tricks on yourself because you're convincing yourself that you're doing something good for somebody, so you're so good, and then, oh God, then you have a God complex, and then you have all these other kind of consequences to that in terms of what you're going to experience in your life. Because again, this work, why it's so important is because you're going to create a better circumstance in your life, better people around you that are supportive, that are loving. They're not going to, you know, break you down, and they're not going to abuse you, and they're not going to use you because you're no longer usable because you're whole. So there's no more holes for someone to kind of hook you out of.
Oh man, so powerful, so powerful. Caitlin, so let's talk about, you know, poetry. Let's talk about how it's, you know, that it's a big part of your life. It's a big form of expression.
Yes.
You know, when you really started to just do it on such a regular basis, what has been that experience for you?
I started writing poetry when I was, well, goodness, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, I've always written, but I think, as per your question, poetry for me is an ability to say a lot in a very little bit of space. And as a creative outlet, it allows me to intellectually feel satisfaction with work product because, you know, it's very satisfying intellectually to put product out there. Again, going back to what I said earlier yesterday regarding, you know, product and having that to be something to show back for you. But I mean, in the truest sense, when I'm writing poetry, I'm literally recognizing what I'm going through in my current reality and allowing for divinity and for guidance as to how to articulate that in a way that can support somebody else on the journey. Because I know where I am on my journey, somebody else is on their journey. Because in the same time space thing, you know, we're all kind of going through so many of the similar experiences.
Right.
But I tune in when I'm writing the poetry. And some of my poetry is really powerful. And I know that because sometimes when I write it, I have tears in my eyes and I could feel the power of them.
Mm. And do you, for you, like, do you feel that you can go to them as like a form of prayer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As well as my radio show. I definitely look back at what I do and the products that I make, and I listen back to it as a reminder for me, you know, to choose accountability and to choose strength over victim and blame and all this other low frequency BS. It doesn't help me. It doesn't make my life any better. In fact, it makes me feel as though my options are limited. It's not the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, you know, we think of all these efforts, these writings that you've been putting together, and now it's coming together. And I want you to talk about a little bit about this kind of binding of all these different poetries that you put together into this book called My Heart Breathes.
So My Heart Breathes is a call for choice and allowing your heart to be a focal center of decision making for you and intuition's garnering for you. So My Heart Breathes is a small, sweet, coffee table type book that you can open up at will and just kind of pop open a poem and read it, and it should really, in the most divine sense, it should reflect what you're going through at that particular moment, because I believe in that. In fact, a friend of mine who has a copy of it opened it to this specific poem that really reflected what she was going through at that time, and she found peace in that moment. And I think that book is for that, is a moment of peace, because as we build up those moments of peace, then we can have choice to create a lifestyle surrounding those moments so that that can become your new reality.
Wow. And yeah, I like that a friend of yours, they opened it up and it was like, boom, like those words hit them.
She was having a hard time and it was on her table and it opened up actually, you know, without her, and she read it and it helped her. It was one of those things, which I believe in that, because that happens to me, because I go back to books and I read books and I just open them and I'm like, oh, that's what I needed to hear, because I have faith. And I think that another point of what you were saying before outside of the book is another real tangible way in getting your mind clear again is just having faith and praying and having the faith that you will get through whatever you're going through, and the faith that there's a higher purpose at play, and really delving into what that means for you.
Yeah. And I, you know, in today's world, it's so busy, and it's, you know, you guys, you don't need the allowance from us to do it, but you know, here we are, we're saying you have the allowance, go and do it for yourself. Take the time to just get away from everything, get away from your iPhone, you know, even take a minute and shut off this podcast, you know, whatever you have to do to get away from your everything where you can sit down. It may be hurtful at first to just listen to all that chatter in your mind, but you have to think about it first, and you got to put it down into paper. You got to, you know, really writing it down can definitely help.
Yeah. If you want change, if you want a better life, if you don't, well then, you know, I don't know what to tell you, because you're going to keep experiencing it. But if you want to be committed to change, then you have to do the work. And that's why mediocrity and lazy bones, it's not gonna help anything, including what you're experiencing. So if you want to, even at the most futile level, you want to experience a better life and have a better mate or have somebody appreciate you in a better way. I mean, I used to have a very contentious relationship with a member of my family, and I always would pray on it and pray on it and pray on it. And I literally transformed my relationship with another person by transforming the way I perceived that relationship.
Man, I can cut out the whole interview and just put that one 30-second thing you just said. So powerful, Caitlin. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Yeah. It's how, you know, your thoughts and half the time, you know, we create things that don't even exist, you know, in our mind. And then once we can, you know, if you said talking about contentions maybe with a family member or something, we can approach that conversation with like all these things in our mind. Meanwhile, they may, you know, may not even exist anymore. They may not even be there. And the strain is because we're not giving ourselves the freedom to let go of them.
And we're hiding behind them too. So, I mean, let's call a spade too. How easy is it to hide behind your problems and be a victim? I mean,
Too easy.
You're always going to find someone that's going to listen to you, because everyone likes the victim card, because it makes them feel it's okay to be mediocre.
Yeah, but significance.
Okay. Yes.
Oh man, so powerful. So Caitlin, I know, you know, we talked about this that we're, you know, we're still looking to get your book is going to be launched soon. What's you know, a place that where everybody can get some more information about it?
MyHeartBreathes.com is my poetry website. There's a link to my Facebook page there where I post new poetry kind of often enough. And, you know, I have an e-commerce site, spiritualizeyourself.com, that, you know, has products that are usually fairly sourced and kind of ecologically correct, as well as, you know, some of my blog postings regarding, you know, spiritualizing yourself. I am an attorney and I support in my profession as well kind of these conscious forward thinking ideas. And, you know, I'm available. You can Google me. You'll find me. You'll find something that I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of things, and I'm happy to connect, including with the mothering. And that's a very sweet spot for me.
Awesome.
My 7-day challenge, I'm doing it as well for mothers. And the more we connect with our children and the more we allow them to be safe in their emotions, the better off our whole society and world are. So as much as I love my children, I want to also love the friends that they play with at school and at the park. And I think we all owe our children and ourselves that shifting of our duty as mothers to shift into a sacred responsibility to do it well and do it right.
Yeah. Well, what a beautiful testament to you too. Like talking about just spirituality over these past 2 days and how you're pouring that energy into your family and making an impact on them, because, you know, the next generation, that's how the world changes. You know, we're changing the world through our children, our kids. And it's funny, you said that word lazy bones before, and I don't think there is a bone in your body that's lazy, you know, having 5 children, you know, and just all the work that goes into that. So, you know, again, as a mother, hats off to you.
And just one more digression of the spiritual work. I had 5 children and I had 5 C-sections in 6 years, Tom. And, you know, my doctor, in my 5th C-section, which was last year, he told me that he had seen more scar tissue on people on their 2nd C-section. So the emotional energy work that I have done as well has reflected in my physical health.
Wow. Wow. That is definitely some amazing thoughts to really to reflect on and to pray on. It's powerful. Powerful testament, Caitlin. And you know, that's what the positivity effect really is, guys. I always say this, that when you come onto the show, it's not about having things happening to you but smiling through it, you know, trying to smile through the difficult times. It's just getting back in touch with yourself and then, you know, creating an impact on the world, and talking about just, you know, these conversations that me and Caitlin have had over these past 2 days. We're talking about spirituality. It's like you have to let go of all these emotions yourself first. You know, it's not about just going to, you know, having that God complex and helping other people too. You have to first just clean yourself up and take care of the mind and the thoughts that can run amok in your own mind. And that's when you can really start to experience that healing in your life. So Caitlin, we're at the end of today's show, but I want to ask you one last question. And I love, you know, it's just to give you guys an opportunity as a guest, because it's, you know, you give me the gift of coming on and spending some of your time with me. So I just want to ask you, if you were suddenly at the end of your life and you were reflecting on everything that you've done, everything you've created, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for?
A subtle, fully embracive, compassionate metamorphosis of humanity.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. I love it.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I got chills. Man, Caitlin, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm definitely going to keep my audience posted. You know, I'll be in touch with you. You know, when My Heart Breathes comes out, because I want to grab a copy myself, and I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Dr. Tom. And just one more final a thought to share with your audience is that the first step to take is just a choice to make. It's literally just to choose to have more peace in your life. It's a giant leap in your life, ironically. So if you just start and you leave with this show with that idea of making a choice, things will start to align in your life that will kind of reflect that choice.
I love that. Yeah, just, you know, no matter how scary, how much it hurts, just make a choice. And once you make that shift, that choice, you know, some things will definitely start to momentum will start to happen in your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Thanks, Dr. Tom.
You're welcome, guys. Remember everything that we mentioned today, you can find them in the show notes, and I definitely will keep you guys posted. You know, maybe even bring Caitlin back on a Sunday fireside chat when we could talk about, you know, once that book goes live. Caitlin, you've been so generous with your time and your energy, and I know now you got to put forth all that energy back into your kids. So thank you so much. We've definitely been empowered by your positivity and your message.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. All the very best. Take care.
Take care.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.